Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
It's probably not a great sign to be fighting with my fiance a month before our wedding, right?
Probably not. Mm-mm. What's going on?
It started with our wedding registry. Like, I admit, I have not been part of the wedding planning at all. You know, it's been all her. But after I found out what she's been putting on the registry, I was really embarrassed.
Oh, man. Okay, so what is it? What, goofy stuff? What are we talking?
No, it's all super expensive stuff. You know, we both had our own homes before we got engaged. So, you know, she told me she was going to register for things that aren't like traditional wedding gifts. Because, you know, we already have two sets of pots and pans. We definitely don't need, like, any of that, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize, though, that she would go so crazy with it. Because my mom, she called in a panic, like, asking when she was going to finish the registry because the wedding's coming up and nobody has anything that they're buying us. And so I took a look at our registry, and I just wanted to crawl into a hole.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to imagine people, like, my boss going on there to find a gift for us and only seeing things like click here to make our car payment.
Oh.
Click here to buy us $1,000 patio set.
Holy cow.
Click here to buy a Louis Vuitton purse.
No.
Yeah. What was another one? Click here to get us a new computer. I mean, the list just goes on and on.
I mean, they say dream big, but not that big.
Who does she think we are, the Kardashians? So the only thing on there that seems doable to me was the contribute to our honeymoon fund.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that before.
Yeah, me too. And I'm not embarrassed by that one. But my fiance told me that I was overreacting, you know, to all of this. Because I guess the new trend is to get what you actually want for your wedding and not a bunch of, like, little crap that you don't.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, you're reaching for the moon with these items.
Well, yes.
Yeah, I would think that there would be some kind of middle ground to that, you know, but she told me that my family needs to get with the times and just, like, go in on group gifts.
So buy that computer with, like, 7 or 8 friends is what you're saying.
That's, like, a lot of planning.
That's the thing. My mom said our especially our older family members, they don't know how to do that, you know, and they don't want to. They want a gift to be from them.
They're like, here's a toaster.
Yeah. In full disclosure, my mom already thinks my fiance is a bit of a spoiled brat, so this is not helping.
I'm getting those vibes as well.
Yeah, the Louis Vuitton bag is what did it for me.
Yeah, I didn't love that one. My mom told me that I should just come up with my own registry to send to our family so they have stuff to buy, but I can only imagine how upset my fiance would be if I went behind her back and got, like, a weed whacker.
Yeah, it's got to be like a Dior weed whacker or something like that.
She.
A Louis Vuitton weed whacker, man. But it is kind of annoying that my soon-to-be wife is registered for a monthly massage membership. You know, like, how does that benefit me?
Yeah, this doesn't sound like it's us gifts. It's her gifts.
Yeah, some of them, definitely. And, I guess I'm just asking you guys. Saying really true, happy wife, happy life.
Laura's in Hugo. What do you do?
I think Michael should list. The objective of the register is to have something for a couple. Get a new bedspread.
Right, exactly.
Get some new towels, but a Louis Vuitton purse is self-serving,
mm-hmm.
as well as massages, and I agree with him, and I think getting something that's more for her, that's a birthday present, not
right.
a wedding registry.
Right. So you say have a conversation with your fiance and say, we can't do this. We have to take this down. It's embarrassing, and do a new one.
And I would definitely advocate for getting things that are more for the two of you and not for one of you.
I get, hey, what if we already have all that stuff? We have towels. We have pots and pans. We have all these things. We've had a life together.
Yeah.
You know, what do they call it? The honey fund?
Yeah, for the honeymoon.
You know, then just have that.
Yeah, exactly. Have one thing, and then that's great. Then the whole thing is, like, paid for.
Yeah, and if you get a little extra, bonus. Then you can buy your Louis Vuitton purse right. if you have enough.
And then people can put in whatever amount they want.
Exactly.
I mean, who is going to buy you, like, whatever that $1,000 thing that they have on the registry? You're kidding me?
It's really bringing out the ugly in people, isn't it? This whole wedding business.
God, it's getting worse and worse.
Joy, you're in Montrose. What do you do for a living? Just kidding. would you love her list, Joy?
I said list.
Okay, why?
You don't need that stuff when you're getting married. That's not what the wedding registry is for.
Right.
Like, you're supposed to be getting the stuff that you need for your house and your spouse and you, not.
It's like nobody told these kids what a point is for a wedding registry. Like, oh, it's my free for all. It's my make a wish. I get to get whatever I want. No, it's to start your life. That's what the point is.
Right.
That's why we started doing this. So you can start a life as a married couple. Same thing with a baby shower. It's to help you get established because you're probably broke AF.
Yes. And you're going to be even more broke AF with a baby.
Right.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. And you're not going to need that Louis Vuitton purse in the next 5 years. So,
good Lord, no.
Get over that one.
Okay, thank you. She's a greedy person, she says. I think Michael should run fast. If he can't talk to her now, he can't talk to her later. She is high maintenance.
Definitely sounding like that.
Uh-huh. Field scientist. That was hilarious.
It was just so calm, too. Yep, that's what I do.
I loved her.
OMG, what the bleep. What is wrong with today's generation? Unbelievable. He's a jerk for checking out. She probably did this on purpose to force him to care. No, I don't think so.
I think she wanted control of everything. She probably hoped he never saw the registry.
For the love of God, do not marry this woman. Oh, boy.
I know. This is pretty. Forget listing the registry. List the wife.
Mm. Patrice, you think she's a horrible person?
You know what? Yeah. Okay. She's probably not a horrible person, but she's not a nice person, I would say. She's got an agenda, and she's not considerate. She's not a very considerate person. I think she's going to steamroll right over him. The fact that he doesn't have any say or she hasn't discussed anything with him and she wants what she wants and is telling his family that they just need to get in with the times, and he just seems so passive. And I'm afraid that he's going to be a miserable, miserable person if he just doesn't walk away.
Has anybody ever told you you sound like Melissa McCarthy?
No, but thank you.
Your voice reminds me of her. The whole time you're talking, I can see that. Thank you for calling, Patrice. Well, it's clearly a list. Everybody is saying no.
So that's funny. He calls in about a registry and people are saying, just don't marry her.
Uh-huh. That took a turn, didn't it?
Oh, okay, man. Sorry. But you know what? The truth hurts sometimes.
You have your answer, Michael.
Yeah.
And when's the wedding coming up? A couple months?
It's in a month.
A month, yeah. Oh,
okay.
That's why his mom was freaking out. It's like the wedding is coming and nobody can buy presents.
Oof.
Glad you didn't.
Time to have a courageous conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.